Welcome to Quirky Gems Podcast. It's great to have you here. Join me, Gem Swallow, every Friday as I talk happiness and living life to the fullest. I talk about what I try and what I come across, along with mindset and motivation, health and fitness. That's Quirky Gems Podcast every Friday, wherever you get your podcasts. Would you like to advertise here on Quirky Gems Podcast? I've got two packages available for you. The intro package gets you an advert read out right here on Quirky Gems Podcast. You'll get your socials, a website. It's available. You'll also get a link in my link tree. To claim, direct message me on Twitter. It's at Radio Gem. Payment via PayPal, £6, available worldwide. The Let's Get Social package. You get your advert read out right here. Right here on Quirky Gems Podcast. You also get your link available in my Twitter. Every time I drop a new podcast, you will get seen by my followers. You will also get your link in my link tree. How amazing is that? £12 for 1 month. Payment via PayPal available worldwide. To claim, direct message me on Twitter. It's at Radio Gem.
Radiotherapy, the mask, and the ritual. Hiya and welcome to Quirky Gems Podcast. I'm Gem Swallow. In this episode, me and Mum are going to be melting the radiotherapy mask. So we're in the bathroom. Mum's just put the mask in the bath. And what we're hoping to do is pour hot water onto the mask, and the mask will then kind of just like, how would you put it, like, lose its shape, basically. So the mask right now is moulded to me, and it's literally how my body and my hair is, it's moulded to how I look. So Mum is feeling the basin with hot water. We don't have a shower. You want to say hi, Mum?
Hi.
Short and sweet. So, I'm sat on the toilet, and we're just waiting for the basin to fill up with hot water, and then we're going to do this. So, what happens is, when you have this made, it's actually hot plastic, and you use ice to mould it to your head, because of where I've had treatment, it's been head and neck. This is my second mask. So Mum's ready. Let's do this. So if you just pour it. Oh, okay. Mum's hands next to me, so I'm going to do it first.
Because it's your thing. You can do the first one.
Okay. Pouring it on. You didn't really do it up.
No, it didn't. This is boiling.
We should try boiling hot water. So the kettle's just boiled.
Yeah, okay.
If you heard tonight, our bathroom has a sliding door. So what's supposed to happen is it can take hot water and it loses its shape. Your ritual, this happened, my treatment ended on Friday, it's now Tuesday. I've been waiting until I felt a bit more like myself to do the ritual. So I can talk a bit better today for me. My mum says that I'm clear anyway, but this is just promoting health and the next stage of my life. So the mask has been in a black refuse bag on top of the stairs, so we've had nowhere to put it. Over the last weekend, Mum's been getting rid of the little milkshakes that you get with a food pump, because I haven't been using them. So it's more getting rid of the treatment and inviting good vibes. Okay, so
right, you can do the first thing.
A bit of sound effects.
You can do it.
There's a kettle. Let's do this.
Should it melt?
Yes. Oh, wow.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. It's really like
melting.
It's just losing its shape.
Oh wow. Right, you right?
Oh, not weird.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so I aim for the head first. Thank you, Mum. I aim for the head first. Mum's aiming some. Oh wow, that's so cool. So all I can see, I aim for the head because it's the closest bit to me. So the top of the head basically is just kind of going in. The way I can describe it is like if you put paper mache around a balloon, then you pop the balloon, kind of like that. So the top of the mask is a dark blue and the bottom of it is like a sky blue. Mum's boiling the kettle again. When I got given the mask, Mum carried it home from the hospital. But how I feel right now is more, wow, it's over. I kind of can feel it now. It's more of like a relief, kind of like butterflies in a way. Like we get butterflies in your tummy. I think this morning I also did something where I thought about purchasing a diary to mark every day in healing. So at the moment you might wonder what's going on with me. My neck is peeling, it's like having intense sunburn, and my mouth has blisters in it. So I'm doing salt washes as much as I can. I'm not eating full meals yet, but I am eating little and often. How I feel within myself, I can't have a bath yet, mentally, because I don't know how my body looks at the moment. I think I'm just not there yet. But I'm able to eat, yesterday I had McDonald's, but the fries were a little bit too much for my mouth. But yeah, I'm in here fighting to get to the surface, but little things are helping. As I look into the bath right now, I just see the mask. I show Mum how your mask attaches to you and to the bed. I'm hoping I won't have to have any more treatment. This sort is hard enough, and recovery is hard enough. I've never been here before. Yesterday was a hard day. There was a lot of tears, but today, I don't know why, I had something to eat, and then I thought, let's just destroy the mask. So, Mum's in the kitchen waiting for the kettle. In our house, the bathroom was right next to the kitchen, as you do. You do it, Mum.
Okay, ready?
Okay, go for it.
Ready?
Mm-hmm. I wonder if we let the hot tap run in the bath, would that work?
Don't
know. So you keep going into the kitchen. I was glad, but as Mum moved it, I was glad. I was hoping the plastic wouldn't sit to the bottom of the bath, because that wouldn't be ideal. And there we have it. The shape is lost. It's now a pile of blue plastic. Excuse me if I cough as well. I'm coughing a lot lately. I think it's my body's way of recovering. Wow. So Mum's holding it underneath the bath of hot water. We can see these black plastic things and blue. How do you feel, Mum?
I believe the freaking thing's gone. To remind us why we got rid of everything. We don't want to be reminded.
So Mum's pouring, like, peeling the shape out a bit. Just making sure the shape's gone. On the mask, I had marked down like where the beam of radiotherapy was going to go. Mm-hmm. It feels like it really. I see where I can put it. No way. When I went into radiotherapy, they would put your hair up in bunches. And I wondered like, if other people use the same hair accessories, and mum just discovered they were on the mask. I think that's it, mum.
As far as it goes?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
So the shape is completely gone now. I wish I brought my phone into the bathroom. I could have taken a picture of that.
What do you mean, I think it is?
Yeah, just so here I am. Like, I'm like a travelling reporter at the moment. I have my tablet with me. And I'm going from living room into bathroom. So, I have my phone. Those of you that know me know I love to take pictures. So, I'm just getting my phone. I'm taking some pictures. I will share these on my Twitter. Please excuse the brownness around the bath. We live in a hard water area.
Right,
hold on, mum. Just want to, you know, this is a moment, you know. And milk it for all it's worth.
You don't want them, do you?
No. Okay, so I've got my phone. Mum's now going to take the plastic out from the bath, put it in the bag, and we're just going to put it in the bin. Thank you for your help, Mum. And that's it. Okay, and that is the ritual done. The witch's ritual. So, I hope you enjoyed that. I'm glad that you got to be a part of it. And now I can concentrate on more healing and trying to be more gentle on my body. But I'm taking it each day as it comes. So thank you so much for being part of this episode. I hope you'll see you next week. And, yeah, I feel so much different now. Yeah, I feel lighter and more like, that's gone now, that's over with. So, thank you so much for pressing play. This has been Radiotherapy, The Mask and Me, The Ritual. I'm Gem Swallow, and Madness It Is, and this, well... This is Quacky Gems Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Get involved on Twitter. It's @RadioGem.